This is another, I think, one of the weaknesses of our age, the fact that we, and I just gradually begin to get to it, but that's one of the things that is, that has kind of kept us a little separate, because we have never saw the importance of going back.
Yeah. That must be kind of interesting, particularly with families that have always been here. You could go back to slavery times. That has been very interesting. And then one time I went to, Louisville, you know, the old slave market that they have there. Mm-hmm. And I always forget if there was this lady there who was black. Beautiful dress, and it wasn't just the clothes that they were looking at. That's obviously very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And really nice with New York slave color. And she was walking around that old slave market, and I said to myself, I bet she was trying to trade her family back, or trying to find out something about her past. But she was walking around there looking, just with wondering in her eyes, you know, looking around that old slave market. That's stuck in my mind and some things. But I think you're probably right. Most people don't go back beyond a certain point, you know.
That's right. They have never seen the need of it all. And this people, my people, have been kind of an unsettled people, you know, for a long time. And they have been so busy trying to survive, get themselves together as a family and kind of mold themselves into this society. And so they just never found what was really necessary. Of course, I can see the change in our people in the last, I'd say, 30 years. You can see how they're becoming more stable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How they were buying property, settling down, the war years, that was the time, you know, the great year of history and Bible.
Yeah.
But now you find many of them are trying to settle down and trying to live.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all over the country, you'll hear about it, even in our family now, they're beginning to sort of what it's called family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And they are trying to face back.
That's interesting.
They're trying to do that now. So years ago, because of poverty conditions, they found out, well, it was just a possible time to get some money. And wherever they settled, they just paid that.
Mm-hmm.
An example of the Robinson in New York, they were there, and they were in all the rest of the country. But many of them just never came back.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them became so resentful.
Yeah.
And they never would come back again.
Yeah.
Many of them lost property and cut ties and everything. It's a very sad story, because you will hear many mothers, and I have been down teaching in the summer some years ago, 10 years ago, I think about 10, 15 years ago. And at the close of each revival, I would receive list of names, and these names would be the children of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Like in South Carolina, they say to me, if you see my children, you know, tell them to write me or call me.